Now, the government's warning us to get ready for supply shortages as we deal with Omicron. We've seen it play out overseas with outbreaks, shelves empty, hundreds of thousands of workers forced to isolate and therefore unable to do their jobs, drive the trucks, fill the shelves. So will it happen here? And is there anything businesses can do to minimise the disruption? Operations and Supply Chain Management Professor at Auckland University, David Robb, is with us this morning. G'day, David. How's it going?
Great. Good morning, Tim.
How quickly do you think we're going to start to see the toilet paper running out?
Probably the next week or so.
I know there was a bit of panic buying yesterday, actually. One or two shops had their shelves cleared, but that was a very short-lived thing, it seems.
Yeah, we've learned a bit from the last 2 years, but I think there won't be too much hoarding going on this time, maybe less than previous.
So what happens? What's going to happen in the supply chain?
I think the first issue is going to be staffing. So as businesses need to look after our staff at work and at home and probably employ a modest amount of overtime, maybe cancelling some leave, possibly outsourcing some services, maybe even abroad, and calling in retired staff and students, maybe a platform for sharing workers. But I think it obviously depends how many people are at home at a given time. If the worst case scenario is 50,000 a day, they're suggesting, if those people are home for a couple of weeks, then that's about a quarter of our workforce. And that's obviously worst case. At the end of phase one, if it's only 1,000 a day, that's, you know, 0.5% of the workforce, which is quite manageable. But it's going to be varied by industry and individual companies. Like, some companies may be very modest, others, you know, may have to close for reasons of health and safety and so on.
It's going to be very hit and miss, and I guess it's very difficult to predict where it's going to hit. What can we do to mitigate this, apart from not rush out and, you know, respond to that instinct to stock up?
I think it's just buying things earlier rather than buying a lot more stuff. So when you're, as an individual consumer, if you're down to like one piece of toilet paper, you probably need to be ordering sooner than that, and sharing between people. But I think, again, for businesses, the purchasing and procurement people are going to have to be a lot more creative, probably a lot more international sourcing, using really creative things like 3D printing, maybe secondhand stuff, Trade Me. We'll need to be moving things around between branches, and even between homes, and substituting products. So you may not get your favourite product, whether you're a business person or at home, but you can overdo it. So we've got to watch the over-ordering. You know, a few months now, it's probably going to be the opposite. We're going to have plenty of stuff and maybe a few sales on. But I think either way, we're going to have to prepare for higher costs and for labour and for products. And it's come on the back of already high inflation.
Yeah, 5% last time round, and likely to be at least that again. Is it fair to say things are already pretty stretched?
Yeah, so we come into this with quite a wary workforce and a lot of product shortages, very high lead times, and as I mentioned, inflation and divisions in our society. But on the other hand, I think we've learned quite a bit. You know, we've learned about exponential growth. We know where this is going. We've learned about uncertainty, and in a way, you know, that all of us in the long term are essential workers. And I think we've also learned from the firms who prepared or acted pretty well in the last year or two and have done extremely well by having a bit more stuff. But I like your comment earlier about esprit de corps, because I think the best advice I could give is that, you know, all of us need to be prepared to do more, maybe to do different tasks, you know, to share a bit and to care for people who are ill. But I think the most important thing is you're going to need a lot of patience, you know, waiting for goods and services a bit longer than we're used to, including our favourites, and need to be more charitable, showing grace. I think that's my key lesson.
All right, just don't say be kind. Realistically, can we expect much in the way of government help, or should there be much in the way of government help / intervention?
Firstly, I wouldn't be relying on the government. I'd be trying to do things from the bottom up, like helping a neighbour.
Good on you. Thanks so much for your time this morning. David Robb at Auckland University. He's Professor in Operations and Supply Chain Management.